We got a room full of people here today, don't we?
Kevin,
we really do. We really do. All right. Welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Fritz Rock Show. I'm your host, AJ Fritz. There's a couple from the Dave Goddess group right there. And that was the title track from Something New. And we also gave you one of my favorites, Lucky Guy, the great Dave Goddess. And he's going to be in town, too, on this bill. Before that, the Glue Factory. And gave you a couple from their EP as well, featuring Roman on guitar, sir. And Born Without You in Plain Sight. We also heard from the Trendsetters today, on vinyl, no less. We gave you a couple of tracks. We played Pressure and Catholic Girls, which was preceded by Catholic Boy by the Jim Carroll Band. And two from the Sex Pistols to get you a little bit wound up for what's happening today on the Fritz Rock Show. Yeah. Got to throw in the Sex Pistols, especially if the Trendsetters are in here in the house rocking with us. And
Anarchy.
Yeah, we gave you a couple of tracks from Nevermind the Bollocks. Here are the Sex Pistols. And I believe we played EMI and Anarchy in the UK. And that takes you right to the top of the set. And there's a little bit of Anarchy going on right here in the WLVR studios. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Ronnie Rock is here. Ronnie Rock is here. Mike Stanley is here. Hey. Kevin Shire is here. And they're all from, you know, Ronnie Rock and the Trendsetters. They're here in town. And my good friend Roman, who's been a staple on the show many, many times over the years. And Roman, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, AJ. Good to be back.
Yes, it's good to have you here, man.
Another big event.
And from what I understand, you had quite a hand in putting this thing together. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what's happening on Saturday at the Summer Solstice, the Vision Sound Reunion Show, man.
Well, it's a reunion show because we did this last year, and it was a big chore, but we were all glad it was over, but we all had a good time. And as Christmas rolled around, we started getting the itch to maybe think about thinking about it.
Yeah, okay. So, think about thinking about it.
So
I hear
after the holidays, we thought about it. And then we decided, and Ronnie and Sally Sadoy, the DJ friend, said, all right, we'll try it again. So we got this lineup of bands, some of which y'all just heard. The lineup is Brothers, Brother JT, Dave Goddess Group, Ronnie Rockin' the Trendsetters, Psycho Warriors, that's a guy from the Seismatics.
Okay.
Glue Factory, that's some of the stuff you heard tonight. And a shout-out to Randy, the bass player, who couldn't be here today. He had some trouble in the hospital.
Feeling better, Randy?
Our prayers are out
for
him.
Get well, Randy.
In fact, I'll be playing with the Trendsetters in lieu of Randy playing in lieu of Bill
Byron.
Yeah.
Bill Byron.
All right.
Y'all
got
that?
Couldn't
make it this year. He's in Atlanta and couldn't make the show this year.
Oh, and by the way, you don't want to pound this table because I hate this Jupiter processor, but go ahead.
Oh, that Jupiter.
Yeah, I hate that Jupiter
processor.
Ah, I hate that Jupiter. But going back old school, man, to the old, you know, DBX 286As, man.
Going back old school to this list.
Yeah.
Also on the bill, 6th and 7th, Wormwood Scrubs. That's Steve Schlack from the Creatures.
Oh, from the Creatures.
So that's the vibe you're getting there.
Wow.
And Big Handsome is going to kick the whole thing off at 5 p.m. They're kids, little kids, big noise.
Oh, we like
I
that.
I first saw this little kid, you know, and he's wearing a Dead Milkman T-shirt. So I thought, I'm so interested in talking to this kid.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And they, it turns out they have a band, and they were part of the U-Bass thing, and they were playing around. They did the Trock.
Oh, nice.
Philadelphia.
Nice.
And the Underground of Lansdale, and now they're doing this. So it's a great kickoff. You got to see these guys. They're kids, so unlike us, they have the time to practice constantly until they're called for supper.
Yeah.
They're playing their stuff.
Great.
You know,
man.
So they're a great tight band.
Yeah.
That's the lineup. There's seven bands. It's $10. It's this Saturday.
And where's it at?
It's in the Alternate Gallery in Allentown, which is a huge building, kind of like along the lines of the Banana Factory. It's full of artists and lofts and
very cool place.
Stuff to do and a coffee shop. And you can get in there and never have to leave and find stuff to do. And see all kinds of, like I said, arts, and of course the music will be happening. So it's a real nice scene.
Yeah.
There is adequate parking despite the fact that it's at 4th and Tillman, because business is nearby closed. So the parking is okay. You can get in the building and stay there.
707 North 4th Street in Allentown, the Alternative Gallery. So welcome, Ronnie Vrock, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me come in once again, my old friend, AJ.
Yes, we go back many, many years. And let's talk a little bit about the Trendsetters. And we've got Mike Stanley, one of my favorite guitarists here from the Lehigh Valley. Oh, and,
very kind of you.
You know, oh, my pleasure.
Your hearing
has gone. and Kevin Shire, you know, original members of the Trendsetters. And
say hi, Kevin.
Hey, AJ.
How you doing, brother?
The original lineup of the band. We recorded the record in 1980.
Yeah, 1981.
1910, somewhere around
there. I think it was 1981.
A band to be around that long. Now, unfortunately, Bill Byron couldn't make it this year, but we have Roman on bass who knows the music, knows the songs. But I would like to add that we have a special vocalist. Very special guest.
And who might that special guest be?
She's a very special friend of mine. Goes by the stage name of BB Desire.
BB Desire.
Brenda K. Lee.
Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I'm really excited to be here and play with the Trendsetters this year. I've been following them and going to every reunion show they've had.
Fantastic.
It's really an honor to play with them.
Thank you, Brenda. If I could just throw in a little bit of pre-Trendsetter history.
Pull that mic just a little closer, Ronnie.
The band that I
started
was called The Trend.
Okay.
And Brenda was a fabulous vocalist even then, and I asked her to join in the band.
Yeah.
And we had done some recordings where, in fact, I believe... Brenda, you introduced Mike Stanley to me, who played bass guitar on some of the first recordings that we ever made of the Trendsetters music.
Yeah.
So Brenda now was the lead singer.
Oh, okay.
We only did a few shows before Brenda went off to college.
Okay.
So we're talking before 1980, I think.
Wow. Right.
Well, we met at the 4th Street Saloon just down the street
yes.
from here.
Yeah.
I don't think the Fourth Street Saloon.
No,
that's gone. That was raised, wasn't it?
Right. We used to go there to hear all the New York bands.
Yeah.
New Wave and punk rock was just starting, and that was the venue.
That was
the venue. But you know, we didn't know it at the time.
Okay.
We played a lot of those places in those days: CBGB's, Max's, Kansas City. Look at that squeak! Oh, right. Maybe we should oil the microphone.
There you go.
In those days, we didn't know that these were sort of iconic places. We'd heard of them. We knew they'd been around, but they weren't the icons that they are today, you know?
Sure.
So when we played CBGB's, it was like, well, there's four other bands, and you're off. Okay, that was great. Max's Kansas City. Okay, that's great. We're on, we're off. Good, you know?
Yeah.
But then later, people were like, you played Max's? Really?
Yeah. You played CBGB's?
Yeah, is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you guys, even playing at those venues, had no idea, really, you know, the impact of that particular, on those two venues in New York City, down in the Village, and what they contributed to the whole scene, man. You guys didn't catch on to that.
We were playing.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We were just playing.
You were just playing.
We were doing our thing. We were promoting the upcoming record. In fact, we really only had cassette tape demos at that time.
Cassette tape demos.
And, you know, there were bands like Dave Goddess with Daddy Licks and those guys.
Yeah, the Daddy Licks band,
You know, they were more established than we were in those days.
Sure.
So, you know, we were kind of, I guess in my mind anyway, chasing them, you know, trying to attain that level.
Yeah.
And we were doing it in our own way in a kind of different circuit, but we had no idea. I think back on it now, it's like, we were kind of clueless.
Yeah.
But, you know, had a good time.
That was a big deal, man. That was a really big deal, even though you didn't know that then. But, BB, you got something to say here.
Yes, and didn't you put your poster playing at one of those clubs on the wall at a Chinese restaurant, and a man contacted you like 20 years later and wanted any...
Oh, I hadn't heard this story.
We got contacted by a DJ in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And apparently we were popular in Japan.
Okay.
We're big in Japan.
If anybody had told us, we didn't know.
Well, you know what? There's something about Japan. Japan loves rock and roll, man. They love rock and baseball.
Yeah.
So, you know, once World War II was done, they really became westernized, and you can look, Cheap Trick live at Budokan,
right?
Okay, you know,
Kiss is live.
Kiss, yeah. So you know, you've had a lot of great artists who have played Japan, and to this day still have a following in Japan. Yeah. Okay, Japan and Germany. Okay, Germany is still a huge mainstream of rock, where a lot of the bands can't cut it here anymore. They can't even get booked anymore, but they can go to Europe. And they can tour all summer long through festivals. So the rock scene is really alive in Europe and in Japan. And sadly, here in the States, because rock and roll as an art form isn't played anymore on your top 40 commercial rock stations or whatever, a lot of the great talent and the great art and the art form, the American art form of rock and roll, which started here, which got its base in New Orleans jazz and old gospel and blues and bluegrass and country and western music, that's all got thrown into this jambalaya pot, which eventually became rock and roll. It's our thing. And then it got taken by the Brits, okay? And then they sent it back to us, okay? All right, but really, it all started here. And
Babalula, baby.
Yeah, man. And, you know, we're just like, you know, this radio station is one of the last bastions of freeform radio left in the country, where we are still representing that great art form of rock and all genres of rock, which I try to cover on the Fritz Rock Show. You know, you can hear anything from the Sex Pistols to AC/DC to the Allman Brothers. I mean, I played such a wide variety of stuff. So that's why you guys are in here today. And when you guys were breaking here in the Lehigh Valley, I was gone. So I missed that whole Lehigh Valley scene for 12 years because I was living in New York City. I was working on Wall Street. So I left the Valley and I didn't know about any of this stuff. And then to come back and find it and find out what I missed, what a treasure of artists we have and had here in the Lehigh Valley. And you guys were a part of that whole scene. So how does it feel to come back after all this time? Last year was a great show. And now you're coming back to do it again. What's it like for you, Ronnie, to get back up on stage and play these songs from 1981? Is it still as exciting as it was back then?
Oh, it's still a thrill. When I'm up there, I'm 21 again.
Yeah.
And, you know, for years and years, I had moved, of course, and got into other areas of music, but always I never forgot the Trendsetters. And it was only some years back that Mike Stanley and I had always kept in touch. Well, I kept in touch with all you guys, of course. Yeah. And Mike and I, well, one day we should think about a reunion, but the timing just wasn't right.
Yeah.
Throughout, it's kind of like Matt said, you know, Ron was playing, you know, he's never stopped playing. I've never stopped playing.
Right.
Kevin's been working with other bands the whole time. We all kind of went off and did our own thing. And
sure.
You get involved in a life, you know. And
yeah, in life or in jail, one or the other.
We call it college.
Yeah, there you go.
We went to college.
Yes.
Court-ordered.
Court-ordered college.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great, Mike.
Well, you know, you're not the only one, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
We went through this kind of period of discussing doing a reunion, and just it didn't work out, you know. For one reason or another, we couldn't do it. And then after 30 years, you know, if we're going to do it, you know, maybe we ought to do it.
Yeah.
So we
do it now while you can still do it.
And, you know, one of the first shows we put together, we scheduled a Halloween show at McCool's in Quakertown, a 200-seat box theater down in Quakertown.
Sure.
And we had promoted it. I was going to bang your table, but I won't. We had promoted the heck out of it for the longest time. It was going to be a sellout. And we had the blizzard of Halloween.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I remember that.
And,
yeah.
And we actually ended up pulling off the show the following day, but it turns out most of the people in the Valley still didn't have power and didn't know we'd reschedule the concert.
Yes, yes. So, yeah.
It took a while to get this off the ground.
Yeah.
Rocky first start.
It was.
We've been doing it every year since. Tried to, anyway. Yeah. And they've been really successful.
Well, you know, I got to say, Kevin, you know, at the last show, last year, the room was packed. The joint was jumping all night long. I mean, the room was filled all night long, and the entertainment was just, it was off the hook. It was incredible, the amount of energy that was in that room, and the performers who played, you know, really, really brought it. Everybody laid it bare on the stage. Nobody held anything back. Everybody put forth, you know, 150%. I can remember that when you guys came off the stage, you guys were soaked in sweat. I mean, you were really, really rocking it and bringing it, you know. And we got to thank Roman, you know, for you know, still keeping this art form alive. And, yeah, keep playing. Roman can play it all, okay? And he's a very humble, modest guy, but... Behind the scenes, Matt is responsible for doing a lot of things to keep the art form alive. He teaches guitar as well. So kudos to you, Roman. Thank you so much, brother, for putting this together again. You know, it's on Saturday, man. It's on Saturday. Now, Kevin, what's it like for you to get together with these two cats and play again after it's been so many years when you guys were really had something hot going? I mean, the trendsetters really were, you guys were on the cusp of breaking. You really were, you know, you guys were set to move. You really were. You guys laid something down that was unique. It was original. It was unique, and it had a following and had a great sound. So what's it like for you?
We had a really unique sound because everybody was into something a little different.
Like
you said, it was like a melting pot.
Yeah.
And when it got together, like I was really into Ramones, and Mike was into, you know, classic rock, and Ronnie was into rockabilly.
Yep.
When you get those sounds all together, it was something special. We didn't really realize it at the time, you know. And then I saw the CBGB, the movie, the new movie, the real movie, about his life and his struggles to get that club and keep the club
and
going.
Keep the club going, yeah.
And then it really hit me, like, wow, that was something really special, because I remember him opening the door for us.
Did.
When we got
Billy
there, because we were the headliners, and we had to get there first, sound check first, and he was a great guy, you know. And but anyway, so when we got together, we met up at Mike's house, I guess, and it was just like, bam,
yeah,
came right back.
Yeah,
it was like
back, like Michael said, you know, when you're young, you know, this was it for us.
Sure,
I mean, like, so we played every day. It seemed like we were practicing in this little cellar in Bethlehem.
Yeah, right. The Doom Bunker.
And you know, the bunker, it's just ingrained in your you can't get it out of your brain. I mean, it's just like comes back naturally.
Yeah.
So I think I thought the last show that we played last year, that we sounded probably the best we've ever sounded.
Yeah, I mean, you guys hadn't lost anything in that performance. I mean, the band was, man, tighter than a rusty bolt on a junkyard Chevy. I mean, that thing just
that was
smoking hot.
Two days of practice. So it's like comes together, and you know, everybody's been playing. I haven't played as much as those guys, but you know, and they're so much more talented now than they were. You know, we were just kids. We were just putting together sounds and banging it out. You know.
Yeah.
So now it's a little more.
Well, now you're seasoned guys, you know. I mean, you know, that's all behind you, you know. You know, the learning of the craft, so it's kind of second nature to you guys to, you know, you to get on the throne, you to strap on the guitar and just let it out there. So it's got to be rewarding to have that kind of knowledge and that art behind you to be able to just pull it and lay it out there and play these songs, you know, with the energy and the heart that was behind the songs in 1981.
Well, in 81, if I can add, you know, we felt we were, like you said before, on the cusp.
Yeah.
The songs and the band were very, very tight, and we were about ready to, as Kevin said, we had played Max's CBs, we'd done some of the East Coast and the Valley and so forth. We were on the verge of heading, I think we had some Chicago bookings lined up. Mm-hmm. Of course, it didn't happen for a reason. You know, okay, it was harder
splintered back then
too. But we were just about ready. And you know what? Because the fact that maybe we weren't quite as, let's say, like you say, seasoned as we are now.
Yeah.
Maybe we wouldn't have gone in that direction. Now, of course, the band sounds, you know, better than ever.
Yeah.
Have you thought about maybe doing something new? Have you thought about maybe, you know, you're together to record
Absolutely.
Something, even if you do, you know, a couple of songs for an EP, I think I think there'd be a market for it, especially in Japan.
There's so much that Ronnie wrote that is not on the record.
Yeah.
It's just
you'll hear some of those songs Saturday night.
As far like you hear them now, it's just like, wow, that should we should have had an album out years ago, you know.
Yeah.
And because again, we were really kids when we did that. Yeah, and I like to thank all the fans too. Oh my God. You know, when you do these reunions, you don't know what to expect, and they just come out in droves and, like, you know, just scream. So,
yeah.
The last concert we played was just screaming.
It was amazing. It really was. I mean, there was electricity coming off the stage, and it was just bouncing around in the audience, you know? We had a couple of people in here yesterday. We had Mike Golden and Jim McCracken in here yesterday, and I was talking about, you know, the dynamic that is between a performer and the audience. And when you have a really good room, like Godfrey Daniels, a great room, okay? Now, this particular venue that you guys are performing at, it's not a venue that was built for performing. It's just a big brick building, and it's just a room, okay? But they had good sound, okay? And that's always important if you got somebody behind the board who knows what the hell they're doing, all right, knows how to mix a room. So the sound was top-notch, and the stage was set nice in the back of the room, okay? And there were some lights on the stage and so forth, but the electricity between the audience and the band was completely electric. And a performer, when you guys are doing, and Roman, you know this, you've been performing for so long, there's got to be some kind of connection with the audience. And you guys as performers and musicians and artists, I mean, you definitely feel it coming back, and it only causes you to push even more, doesn't it?
I couldn't put it any better than that, Al.
Yeah.
Ronnie. I see the faces of the audience, and you know, sometimes the expressions are turn me into something wild and crazy, maybe.
Yeah.
But Ronnie's a brilliant still. Front man, always has been.
Yeah, great front man.
And that
yeah.
Really helps.
Yeah. Know? Yeah, it really does.
I just send it right back because I'm feeling it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I want to give more, but let me just add, we're very pleased to be with some other acts on that bill Saturday night that are tremendously talented. And
let's talk about it. We got Brother JT now. You know, JT
Chileski has just released something new,
something new coming out, so maybe we'll hear some of that at the concert. So. Okay, and you know, and John Chileski, you know, some people might remember him. He was a writer for the Morning Call and would review music and so forth. Okay, but you know, Brother JT has been around a long time, and wasn't the band before that the original Sins,
and the Creatures of
the Golden Dawn. Okay, and the late great Mark Smith, who used to DJ with us here for a couple of years.
After you know, Mark had passed, that's I think what, in my mind anyway, it said it's time to get back together.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah,
you just don't know.
You never
how
know
how many times we can do this. You know, so that was one of the big ones. But there's some great bands on here.
And Dave Goddess Group, who. You know, we can go on and on about Dave Goddess, just a brilliant songwriter, another great front man as well, and the band is just, you know, off the hook, okay? And the Trendsetters are going to be there. Psychic Warriors, Glue Factory, that's something truly original, okay? Harkens back to, you know, acid rock and deep, deep soulful classic rock, okay? And you got Roman on guitars there with that. And then you've got this band called the Wormwood Scrubs. Who knows anything about these guys? Roman, you know about these guys?
Creatures.
Ah. It's okay, so it's really the Creatures. Venus, okay.
Wrote Bye Bye Baby.
Oh, all right. Awesome. All right, so
Little Steven Underground Garage.
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
That wrote their first album, The Coolest Songs in the World, and it's on that album.
Fantastic. And Big Handsome. Is that that's the kids?
That's the kids.
That's the kids. And they're going to be opening up at 5 o'clock. Now, we have to tell everybody, there's a phone number here. What is this phone number for? Is that for tickets or for information? 610-462-3282. Does anybody know what that phone number is?
Probably just for information.
If you call that, they bring us a pizza during the show.
That's how it works, okay?
We thought that was clever.
I think it's great. Absolutely. It's at the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The band started at 5 p.m. Now, how long are the sets going to be for each band? You know, is it like 40 minutes, 50-minute sets? Anybody know? A Roman, you know?
Generally, the first two bands are going to split up an hour and a half. The rest of the bands can
nice. Nice.
So, and it starts early because we have so many bands. But, you know, it'll end at a reasonable time, too. So we have a lot of action packed in there.
A lot of entertainment.
We have a special drum kit.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the special drum kit that's going to be
drum
there.
Kit,
yeah.
Premier kit.
Yeah.
Somebody you might know.
Somebody I might know, yeah.
So I want to thank Andy for providing the kit.
Andy is providing one of Carmine Appice's kits that Andy bought by listening to this radio show, because Carmine was saying he was in his locker and he was cleaning out some of his drums and he was going to sell some of his drums, and Andy bought, I think it's the red kit.
The
Blue Murder kit.
Yeah, Blue Murder
kit. He bought the Blue Murder kit.
18-piece, 24-piece?
Yeah. Something crazy. So he's going to bring that down.
I have
there.
All 24 pieces.
No.
I have five or six of them.
Yeah.
You were practicing last night. You had to take one of them off.
Said, I had to take one of them off. It gets too confusing. After five, I get confused. I want to hit them all.
Yeah, exactly. So Andy's bringing the drum kit, and that's going to be the drum kit for the evening.
Right.
Which is nice, you know.
So come out and see a little more piece of history.
Sure. Yeah.
The relics who are
up there on stage. Well, yeah. You know what? How about if we go back to some relic material? Let's go back to play some vinyl. I played the two tracks from the B side of the Trendsetters' "Set the Trend." Oh, by the way, where was this picture taken with all these light bulbs behind you guys? Do you remember where this was?
I know where that was.
I do.
You do.
But you would never guess.
Okay.
From looking at the photo.
No, you would.
You would never guess.
Okay. All right.
Well, I don't think it exists anymore.
I don't think it exists anymore either, but
although the building still stands.
At one time, we were all sort of frequenting the Lehigh Valley Mall quite a bit.
Okay.
And there was a shop there. I don't recall which shop. But it had this sort of globe mirror wall in front. And we were just walking around the mall with guitars, and people were looking at us and pointing like they usually do.
Yeah.
And we lined up in front of this wall, and they took our picture.
Sam
so
took the photo.
Right. And that became the record cover. We kind of didn't know at the time.
Wow.
That we were going to be on a record cover with that picture.
Well, I
don't even recognize those guys. Who are they?
No, they look like our kids.
Who are these kids, man? Look at these guys, man. 1981, Ronnie Rock Music, man. Special thanks to all our friend setters, Judy, Carolann, Mimi, Sharon, Beeb, JT and the Dolls, Steve's, Mary Garound, the Booth, WMUH, fantastic. And Chuck at SRS, and don't forget all the Lollipop Girls. Who are the Lollipop Girls?
Oh, don't go there.
It was Roddy's.
They were young back then.
Hey, listen, look, okay. If I can add just...
Please do.
I just wanted to say that, you know, you mentioned the friend setters, and, you know, over the years, the audiences that have stayed with us and all these bands, you know, a lot of these guys have been playing around the Valley for 30 years or longer.
Yeah.
And still do it, and the fans still support. They're friends now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are straight up friends of ours. We know half of, well, you mentioned the energy. We're not playing to strangers, really. We're playing to people we've seen before and we know them. So it's different. And you know, Ron's songs are timeless. You know, he writes this stuff that just lasts. It means just as much today as it did then. And that's important, so I think people respond to that.
One of the credits you had mentioned, Chuck at SRS, would have been Chuck Netters at SRS. SRS Recording Studios in Springtown, who, of course, BB introduced me to him.
We were practicing.
Because you were recording there.
And we were playing the music so loudly, it was shaking the whole house.
Oh, I like that.
There was a new neighbor walking past, and he knocked on the door and asked my mother if he could go downstairs and listen to the band play. Sure, come in. You want an iced tea? And so this man just came down the stairs, and we were like, hello, who are you? He said, I just moved in up the street, and I put a recording studio in my basement.
Nice.
Would you like to come and do some free recording?
Wow.
Well, we jumped at that.
Oh, sure.
That's
sure.
Absolutely right.
And, you know, AJ, he had a 16-track... a 16-track recorder in 1978 or something like that, which was, we didn't know that was a, you know, special thing. We just thought, oh, that's a big machine.
Oh, like, yeah.
The size of a refrigerator.
It was probably the 16, it was probably a Studer, you know. It was probably a 16-track Studer.
Another,
the big tape, the 2-inch tape.
The fans that we had back then, you know, have supported original music in the Lehigh Valley, not just us. All of them. So it's not like, I mean, when you go out to see the Dave Gottes band, you got to see Brother JT.
Yeah.
You still see the people that supported us because that's what they do. They support original music. And that's, you know, those are special people, you know.
Around like 1980, Kevin, remember times were changing. Music was changing. We were sort of on the cusp of that change. And our friend Setters, most of the people we knew also like us, really wanted to be part of something new and something different, you know. And
so, and I mean, I have, there's people that come out to our shows that were 12 and 13 in those days
who
couldn't
now
get
80.
Into the bars and see us, so it's a special thing now. And you know, and actually some of them have become famous musicians. Roy Mayorga,
the Catasauqua
used
Rumble.
To come to the listening booth.
Wow, yeah, the listening booth,
like
yeah,
a huge drummer now, you know. And so it was very special times. If I would have known the record is worth about $400 to $500 now, I would have probably kept a couple.
Yeah.
Giving them out. Yeah.
Mike, do you have the vinyl? Do you still have the EP on vinyl? Okay.
Of course they do.
Because I asked Ronnie to bring one up. I said, bring something, man. Bring something.
I have vinyl.
Yeah.
And vinyl's coming back, as they say.
Well, vinyl is making a huge resurgence, especially among young people, and I'm happy to see that.
Somebody sent me a link to the first big sale on eBay, I guess, and was starting bid was $5. I think it ended at $699.
Wow.
So now they've settled into about the $450 to $500 range.
Yeah. Wow.
They're very hard to get.
Yeah, it's very rare.
So that's why I said to Ronnie, I said, you know, I think an opportunity may be record collection.
Convention.
Yeah, record convention.
Maybe do a couple shows there. You know,
yeah.
We're thinking of recording again and putting all Ronnie's stuff just for documentation's sake.
Sure.
Because he has some really great songs that aren't on record.
So there's still some more songs in a can.
Yes, there is.
There is.
Yes.
And trendsetter songs, too. I mean, these are trendsetter songs. They're written in mind for the trendsetters.
Well, the actual song Trendsetter, which you'll hear at the show Saturday night at the Alternative Gallery, was only ever recorded as a demo. And in fact, going even before that, Brenda and I did a version of it at Chuck's studio, and there was a version where you sang the lead. And as
writing the songs, I remember seeing, you know, your handwritten on your notebook.
And they played played as a trend. Yeah.
So we really always wanted to do a pristine recording of that song as well as the others. But
thankfully, you did put some of this stuff up on YouTube, so people can find some of this stuff
on YouTube.
Record. Well, you guys, on your first EP, the very first song is called "We Are Young."
Right.
Now, although that we,
not by fun.
Although all of us may be up a little bit in years from 1981, do you guys still feel that we're still young at heart inside? Do you feel inside like your body looks and feels? You know, that's the most important thing is your heart and your soul and how you feel.
And when we get that energy from the crowd.
Yeah.
We are young again.
You are young again.
But I think just being musicians and artists and, you know, Ronnie's an artist and Michael's been, you know, been musician for years and years. I think that keeps us young too.
It does. Well, why don't we be young?
We're doing a practice and the song built up to a big end and we're just practicing in the basement.
Yeah.
Ronnie jumps up in the air and his head hits the drop ceiling tile. He comes back down. Oh, no. Ronnie, we're just practicing.
Well,
before or after you put on the headdress?
Before or after the headdress? Well, why don't we spin some vinyl, man? What do you think?
Absolutely.
Let's go back to We Are Young, the Trendsetters, right here to number one preset, 91.3 FM, WLVR. Bethlehem, please remember to buckle up, be safe, watch out for all of our biker brothers and sisters out there on the roads right now. Here are the Trendsetters. They're going to be performing.